In the summer of 1969, 15 patients awakened after sleeping for decades. Robin Williams starred in a movie about that summer called Awakenings. He plays Dr. Sayer, a neurologist who admits he is not very good with people, at least, that is, at the beginning of the movie. Dr. Sayer cares for these catatonic patients at a chronic care hospital in the Bronx. Patients who'd survived the 1917 to 1928 epidemic of sleeping sickness or encephalitis lethargica, but were left in a catatonic state. The staff at the hospital had grown accustomed to the catatonia and treated the patients with very little care or concern or empathy. Sayer soon discovers, however, that certain experiences can get past their catatonic state. Catching a ball or hearing familiar music, feeling the touch of a human hand, hearing their name called. He gets the hospital administration to approve an experimental trial using a drug for Parkinson's, L-DOPA, beginning with one patient, and it yields amazing results. Leonard Lowe, played by Robert De Niro, awakens from a three-decade-long catatonic state. On the first day of his awakening, Leonard sees his mother. He spreads out his arms and haltingly calls to her, "Mom, Mom, Mom." She hears him say her name for the first time in 30 years. Crying, she slowly walks to him and takes him into her arms. Later that summer, Leonard calls Dr. Sayer in the middle of the night and tells him he's got to talk to him. Some things need to be said, things that have happened to him. So half-dressed, Dr. Sayer hurriedly arrives at the hospital. And Leonard tells him, "We've got to tell everybody. We've got to remind them. We've got to tell them how good it is. People have forgotten what life is all about, what it means to be alive. People need to be reminded about what they have, what they could lose, the joy of life, the gift of life, the freedom of life, the wonderment of life, the simple things, work, life, friendship, play." By the end of that summer, Leonard becomes more and more agitated at not being able to come and go from the hospital as he pleases. Sadly, he soon develops paranoia, facial and body tics, then full body spasms. Eventually, his body spasms without ceasing, and he returns to a catatonic state. The success of the drug was of a temporary nature. But that is not the end of the awakenings. In a closing scene, Dr. Sayer tells the group of grant donors to the L-DOPA trial that although the awakening did not last, another kind, one of learning to appreciate and live life, took place. The nurses and even his awkward and lonely self begin to treat the patients, themselves, and one another with a compassion, respect, and kindness that was missing at the beginning of that summer. As the movie ends, Dr. Sayer has this to say about life. "Life," he says, "is given and taken away from all of us. The human spirit is more powerful than any drug, and that is what needs to be nourished with work, play, friendship, and family. These are the things that matter. This is what we've forgotten, the simplest things." The movie is based upon the memoir by the same name of Dr. Oliver Sacks, a British neurologist. An interesting man, Dr. Sacks, a native of London and a physician graduate of Oxford University, a medical researcher, a professor of neurology at NYU School of Medicine, lover of music and of driving way too fast on his motorcycle. He's an avid swimmer and weightlifter and a self-confessed celibate, a drug addict who kicked his habit decades ago. He suffers from face blindness, unable to recognize faces, and just like Dr. Sayer, he is indeed awkward around people. Dr. Sacks has authored 13 books, most of them about his transformative medical cases, Others are more autobiographical in nature. He is also a regular contributor to The New Yorker and The New York Times. 4 days ago, his most recent article appeared in The New York Times, announcing that he has been diagnosed with a terminal metastatic cancer and that he has months to live. Reminiscent of the life-changing lessons he'd learned from Leonard and the other patients, at the end of his life, Oliver Sacks, instead of writing a letter bemoaning his terminal cancer diagnosis, writes instead of a desire to move purposely through the time he has left. It is movingly written and reminded me of another man, 40 days in the desert. I wonder when Jesus, wooed by Satan there in the desert, realized that his life too would soon be cut short, that whatever days he had left would need to be purposeful, awakening in him the power of God, and so began his public ministry. For as Jesus stood there on the mountaintop, so too writes Dr. Sacks. Over the last few days, I have been able to see my life as from a great altitude, as a sort of landscape, and with a deepening sense of the connection of all its parts. This does not mean I am finished with life. On the contrary, I feel intensely alive. And I want and hope in the time that remains to deepen my friendships, to say farewell to those I love, to write more, to travel if I have the strength, to achieve new levels of understanding and insight. This will involve audacity, clarity, and plain speaking, trying to straighten my accounts with the world. But there will be time, too, for some fun and even some silliness as well. As we move into this season of Lent, how might our lives be transformed if we awaken from the sleeping sickness of lives spent disconnected from our deepest and truest selves, one another, and our Creator? Have we slept through the divine intentions for our lives, what it means to love and to be loved? In the words of Leonard from that long ago summer, do we need to be reminded about what we have, what we could lose? Have we missed out on the joy of life, the gift of life, the freedom of life, the wonderment of life? Are we sleepwalking through the simple things, work, life, friendship, and play? If we have, beloved, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up from the sleeping sickness that has held you captive and catatonic, moving through life unconsciously and without awareness of God's amazing grace. Beloved, open your eyes to the grace that holds you, has always been with you, and will be near you forever and for always. Choose to walk into Lent with an intentionality of spirit. Tend to your inner spiritual life. Walk closer to God. From the powerful words of Dr. Sacks, it is up to me now to choose how to live out the months that remain to me. I have to live in the richest, deepest, most productive way I can. I cannot pretend I am without fear, but my predominant feeling is one of gratitude. I have loved and been loved. I have been given much, and I have given something in return. Beloved, during these 40 days, may you open your eyes and live with gratitude. For God is standing here before you, arms wide, wanting to hold you, to tenderly wipe the sleep from your eyes as you awaken. May all God's beloved say,